Hi, I'm Ned Sullivan, president of Scenic Hudson. People often don't realize the important role parks play in creating healthy, prosperous communities. But three current projects illustrate how connecting people to nature can be a great catalyst for boosting local economies and enhancing residents' quality of life. In fact, these new assets should have game-changing impacts on their respective communities. In Yonkers, construction has begun on the second phase of daylighting or uncovering portions of the Sawmill River. Phase one already has proven an enormous success in attracting people and new businesses to the downtown. The stretch of river in phase two will, under the leadership of Mayor Mike Spano and the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo, be the centerpiece of a large public courtyard in the heart of the city. The project will also rehabilitate buildings around the courtyard, providing new residential and commercial space. Scenic Hudson first envisioned daylighting the Sawmill River and helped secure crucial state funding to make it happen. We applaud Mayor Spano for keeping this job-creating project on track. Also in Westchester, work continues on construction of Scenic Hudson Park at Peekskill Landing. Scenic Hudson acquired this four-acre former industrial site back in 1998. We've been working with the city ever since to clean it up and transform it into a crown jewel of Peekskill's riverfront park system that already attracts tens of thousands of people annually. When finished later this year, the new park will feature a shoreline boardwalk, docks for kayaks and small watercraft, and multi-use trails. Perhaps best of all, visitors will enjoy spectacular views of Peekskill Bay and maybe even a bald eagle. Finally, upriver in Poughkeepsie, Scenic Hudson, the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce, Walkway Over the Hudson, the Dyson Foundation, and other partners have been engaged in capitalizing on the economic opportunity of this wildly popular pedestrian bridge owned by the New York State Bridge Authority. Our goal is to alert Walkway's 700,000 annual visitors, more than half of whom travel over 50 miles to cross the span, that there's lots more to do nearby. Soon, new directional signs and maps will help visitors find private business districts, parks, historic sites, restaurants, and other destinations in downtowns at both ends of the Walkway. An app will convey the same information. The initiative not only will support existing shops, restaurants, and hotels, but will make the region even more attractive for new businesses and new residents. On another high note, a 21-story elevator soon will begin whisking visitors from Poughkeepsie's waterfront to the Walkway high above the river, providing a direct link from the city's downtown and its Metro North train station to the bridge. Through these projects, Yonkers, Peekskill, and Poughkeepsie will benefit for generations. Now, who will question the power of a park? This is Ned Sullivan. See you on the waterfront.